My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the Fan, the number to join the show, 888-808-1019. It's your favorite Theo till 2 a.m. on the Fan. Got my man Double A behind the glass. What's good, brother?
Thank you for beating the Red Sox.
My pleasure. Week one of the NFL season is finally here. Giants players love to smell their own farts. I don't know if you've seen that video. Summer is unofficially over. But last night was a good night. Tonight was a good night for the New York baseball teams. Both the Mets and the Yankees get much-needed dubs. Mets win their fifth in a row. And the Yankees, after losing two series back-to-back, one to the Nationals and one to the Cardinals, get a much-needed W versus the defending world champion Texas Rangers with Gerrit Cole on the mound. Gerrit Cole was spectacular. 6 innings, 9 Ks, gave up 1 run and 4 hits. Well, it's going to be the big story about this game is what happened before the 7th inning, and that's Gerrit Cole going out with an injury. Now, hopefully it's just a cramp in his calf. It's nothing serious. But in this town, maybe about a year ago, a certain quarterback we thought was just a calf injury, and well, done for the season. Hopefully Gerrit Cole's okay. The Yanks are now still in first place, as a matter of fact. Before this game started, they were tied with the Baltimore Orioles for first place. And with this win, they are now in first place by half a game. So when they go to sleep tonight, they are in first place. Now, Gleyber Torres was spectacular. 3 for 5, 2 RBIs in this game. 2-run double of Jack Leiter. Yes, related to the Yankee legend Mark Leiter Jr. But then a brain fart of a play by Aaron Judge. Josh Smith hits a quote-unquote double because it should have been a single. Aaron Judge double pumps the ball back into the infield. And Semien scores all the way from first. Now, the Yankee defense, for a long time now, has been brutal. The defense has been brutal. It was brutal in the Cardinals series. But Gerrit Cole, again, was spectacular. 9K, 6Ks through 3 innings. Judge makes up for the brain fart later on in the game, 3-1 with a double. Wells gets drilled in the hand. Now, I'll wait to see what's going on with him. Hopefully, it's nothing serious as well. Just a little, you know, contouche. Nothing crazy. Bases loaded for Stan. He strikes out. But Jazz Chisholm delivers. RBI single. Rizzo with the bases loaded. A bloop automatic double. 6-1 Yanks. The Yanks score 5 runs in the 6th and open the game. Rip the game wide open. 7-1 versus the defending champs. Gerrit Cole was cruising. It was funny. Michael Kay said, you know, after a 20-pitch first inning. Garrett Cole's been very economical and can pitch 7th and 8th inning as he's warming up for the 7th. He felt something. Then he rubbed something. It was his calf. Is it a calf injury, cramps? We're going to find out. But Garrett Cole was spectacular. And the Yanks get a much-needed victory. Things got dicey in the 9th. Things got very dicey in the 9th. By the way, Luke Weaver, does he pitch every day or what? Feels like he pitches every day. Gave up a two-run homer. Congrats to Carlos Stan, the only player in the majors, 10 seasons of 25 or more home runs. The only active player in the major leagues to do that. That has that stat right now. If he was healthy, he would hit 35 this season. And before the season, I picked one Yankee that I was rooting for big time, and that was Giancarlo Stanton. And he's come through. He's come through clutch for this team. His bat is alive. 5 home runs in his last 10 games. It got dicey in the 9th. Clay Holmes came in to get the final 2 outs, but it wasn't without drama. With Seager on deck and 2 guys on for Semien, Gleyber Torres makes a ridiculous play. Robin Semien, game over. Yanks win 8-4, leaving the tying run on deck and Corey Seager, who I'm sure Yankee fans did not want to see had to play versus Clay Holmes. As far as the Mets go, Luis Severino, bravo. 7 strong innings for Luis Severino. 7 strong. His manager Mendoza asked him, hey, the quote is right here. He said to him, he had the conversation with Severino. Mendoza and Severino had a conversation. He told me to go out there and get 2 outs. I said, I can get 2 outs. Let me go out there and get 3. It's just one more. Love this. Love this mentality. This is a guy who was crushed in this town, and rightfully so. Tipping pitches. His ERA was one of the worst, if not the worst, in baseball. And he's turned it around. And he's turned it around for the orange and blue. Early in the game, Nimmo lost the ball, diving play under him. Duran drives in a run. Nimmo makes up for it. Helped by Duran misjudging the ball. Lindor scores, extending his hitting streak as well to 13 games and on-base streak to 31 games. And they say he's not a leader. And he sucks. And he's not an MVP candidate. And his contract's horrible. And he's overrated. And yes, I'm going to remind you of all the nonsense, all the BS comments that people have made about Francisco Lindor. I'm going to remind you, every single chance I get, because I tried to tell a lot of you people, a lot of you fans, a lot of you people that don't watch the Mets, that just want to criticize the Mets, criticize that man. And for the first time at Citi Field since he's been a Met, to hear the MVP chants at Citi Field for him, it is well deserved. Well deserved. DJ Stewart in the 4th inning? Yes, that DJ Stewart. With 2 outs and no one on, he singles. Scores on a pop fly double by Luis Torrens. Now, Luis Torrens, what a steal he's been. You talk about a heist. Stolen from the Yankees. In his last 10 games, he's batting .323. Entering this game, I should say. And he changed his numbers to higher now after his 2 doubles. He entered today's game batting .323, 10 hits, 8 RBIs, 5 runs scored in his last 10 games. He's earned his playing time. And right now, it's not about feelings, Francisco Alvarez. It's not about feelings. It's about making the playoffs. That's what this is about. You put the best team possible on the field. You hear that, Brian Cashman? You should have brought up Jason Dominguez. The fans are not happy. And if it's an all-or-nothing season, that was a horrible mistake by you guys. By you, Brian Cashman, and your brass. But back to the Mets. It's not about feelings, Francisco Alvarez. It's about making the playoffs. And Luis Torrens has earned playing time. He's earned it. At the plate, behind the dish. He has been sensational. And you go back to what the Mets had as their backup catchers in the past. Tomas Nito, Hall of Fame bunter, couldn't hit a lick.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Couldn't hit a lick. Rene Rivera. Couldn't hit a lick. The list goes on and on and on of backup catches that the Mets had run through this organization. Couldn't hit. But Luis Torrens, who Mendoza knew a lot about, played a key role in him being a Met. All of this with two outs. Lindor RBI single. Mets take a 4-1 lead. Extend the lead to 4-1. 2-1, two outs for the Red Sox. Nimmo makes a great play, leaving two guys on base. Mets still lead 4-1. Severino stat line, 7 innings, 1 run, 6 hits, 5 Ks. I had the over 5.5. He didn't get it. Thanks, Luis. But I don't care. I'll take the W. And since my birthday, June 13th, the Mets have the best starting ERA in all of baseball. David Peterson, Sean Manaea, Luis Severino, bravo. Hell of a job. David Stearns, props to you. Props to you. Signing Sean Manaea. Signing Luis Severino. Those are two guys before the season I wanted. It was clear the Mets weren't going to go out and get the big, big, big names. They tried for Yamamoto, weren't the highest bidder. But bravo, David Stearns. Luis Torrens had two doubles tonight. Another steal by Stearns. Young in for the 8, two outs. Walks a guy, hits a batter by pitch. But with two outs... Devers the time run at the plate, gets him to ground out to McNeil. Phil Maton, not Edwin Diaz, so no trumpets, maybe a banjo. Playing in the ninth, Phil Maton gets the save. And the Mets have now won 5 in a row and a half game out of the final wild card spot. This team continues to amaze me. I can't predict anything about this team anymore. I'm just going to sit back and watch and enjoy. I never, ever thought after the May they had that we'd be playing meaningful baseball games in September, watching meaningful baseball games in September. Never thought that. Never thought that. I own my mess ups. I own when I'm wrong. I don't just highlight when I'm right. I said when they lost to Arizona, the grand slam, that felt like the death blow. But this team said, Theo, shut your face. Take 2 out of 3 versus Arizona, sweep the White Sox. Oh, yeah, Lindor had a home run of Garrett Crochet there as well. They were chanting MVP in Chicago. How you like me now? You know, the same people that on social media, in the newspapers, on the national TV shows, on this very radio station, that have killed Francisco Lindor. Better own that. Better own it and speak up and apologize and say, you know what? I was wrong. That dude is an MVP. That dude is a leader. That dude is a superstar. All that dude does is get it done. And you know, all the nonsense about he doesn't do it when it matters, that his numbers are bloated at the end of the season. Do these games matter? He's been hot since May. Since May. And I love what Buck said. Buck came out and said, when they asked him who he thinks should be MVP, beautiful line. He said, a DH, and that's Ozuna and Ohtani, can't win a game if they go 0-4. I couldn't have said it any better, Buck. I couldn't have said it any better. Francisco Lindor has led by, and now you hear Trevor May, he came out and said as well, you know, when he was teammates with Lindor and all this stuff, how Lindor owned everything, he was there for everybody, took too much of the load on his shoulders, his teammates wanted to help him, but he's just the guy he is. And I'm going to praise him, because he's been beaten up so much in his town, and everybody knows it's no secret. I love Francisco Lindor, fellow Boricua, it's no secret. He's a great dude on and off the field. On and off the field. Giancarlo Stanton, bravo to him. I mentioned earlier, you talk about a guy that's also overcome a lot. Criticized a lot in his town. But in the playoffs, comes through. And this season, he missed about 4 weeks, well, 4 to 6 weeks he missed, something like that. And then for him, he has 25, his bat is red hot right now. 25 homers, 5 in his last 10 games. That man is getting it done. You know who's happy to see him back? Aaron Judge. Come October, that's going to be his Trojan. That's going to be his protection. That's who it should be. Because that's a man that's gotten it done in the playoffs. And it's crazy. With my coworker, we were talking about Giancarlo Stanton. If he hits 500 homers, is he a Hall of Famer? And they brought it up in a broadcast tonight as well, which was funny. 500 homers doesn't mean what it used to. It just doesn't. It doesn't. And I know he's won an MVP before. When he hit like 57 homers, 58 homers, some crazy number. But when I think of Giancarlo Stanton, and there's no disrespect to his career, I don't see Hall of Famer. I don't think Hall of Famer. I just don't. I don't. But the fact that he has come out the gates, remember he had that big hit versus St. Louis, just missing a grand slam. He is murdering the ball right now. Most of his shots, it's to center field. He has been spectacular since coming back for the Yanks. You know another guy who's been spectacular? Gleyber Torres is moving to the leadoff spot. He woke up. He's finally awake. No better time to come alive for him. It's September. Playoff time. He was hot before the end of August. And since he's moved to the leadoff spot, he's delivered. He's found a home at the leadoff spot, taking pitches for Stanton and Soto. I mean, for Soto and Judge. He's hitting the ball. Since he's moved to the leadoff spot, he's batting .340. I believe that's what Michael Kay, I heard him say earlier, with an on-base percentage of .371. He's been getting it done. Anthony Rizzo, welcome sight. Maybe he could bring some stability to first base. No more DJ LeMay PU. No more Ben Rice. But the big story with the Yankees right now is let's see what happens with this Gerrit Cole injury. Let's see how this plays out. Hopefully it's nothing serious. And with Carlos Rodon on the mound tomorrow, that should be real fun.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.